Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you. God bless you. Welcome again to Doctrine of Truth. I'm your host, Bishop Poole. We're always glad to have you. You and you, wherever you might be calling from, and whoever, call a friend and tell a friend, amen, that you would like for them to come and share or listen to some outstanding communications and lectures and experience and visions and testimonies. Amen. We thank God again for you and you, because of you, we're here, amen, doing what God desires us to do. And we welcome all of you to Doctrine of Truth. Our desire always to bring the truth from the grassroots level. All listeners call in and share a biblical experience so we can grow thereby. Amen. And our subject that we're discussing is, why is meditation for Christian? Why is meditation for Christians? Amen. If we're asking God right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask you to look upon our callers, wherever they are, where they might be. Oh, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to bless them. This is the purpose for them calling, because we know you are able to do everything but fail. And, Lord, we bless you. We bless you at all times and ask you to bless those that are calling. And we bind Satan's hand by every reason, amen, that they are being blocked, talked about, discouraged. Rebuke that spirit of discouragement. Rebuke that spirit of worration. Rebuke that spirit of hate and fear and doubt. Oh God, in the name of Jesus. And we give you the praise. We give you the glory. In your name, Jesus' name, we thank you. As always, Doctrine of Truth, we always set the stages. Because of the fact, we ask you, when you do call in, and once we begin our subject and our discussion, amen, if you desire to say anything, amen, I would open up the platform for you to have give a comment, and we will ask you to press 1 on your phone, amen, during that time. But we will not call your name. We will just give the area code and last 4 digits of your telephone. Amen. That's what I would do. Amen. But right now, amen, why should Christians, amen, meditate? Why should Christians meditate? And we are going to start out, as always, we always express, amen, when we come into studies, we always express that we use 4 different Bibles, amen, because of the fact of the translations, and we're seeking for the truth from the grassroots levels, and we believe in, because of the fact of experience, we ran into different parts of the world, like King James Bible is well known and well talked about, but there are some more good Bibles there. There's the Amplified Bible, amen, we give you 3 or 4 different interpretations of a scripture. Then you have the New American Standard Bible and the New International Bible. And in this, our talk and our discussion, many times I read verses from all 4 of the interpretation, as well as the Good News Bible. Amen. The Good News Bible. Amen. And we have, of course, Bible Dictionary and Concordance. So that's where you find us, amen. And now we're discussing it. We have the New Genesis Study Bible. So we're just moving around. The Bible says, get wisdom, but all I get an understanding. And of course, Jesus said, where 2 or 3 come together in his name, amen, there he's in the midst, amen. So that's our authority, amen. The Holy Spirit, he comes in and give us revelation through all our input, amen, Holy Spirit, He is the final authority, and we always be looking for a revelation. When all of us come to agreement, amen, God is blessing, as always, as always. There's no big I's or big U's. We're just sharing what we have done and what God has done as well. Why is meditation for Christians? And we want to look at the word as it has been defined, amen, in the Bible itself, amen. As we look, we started from Psalmist 1, and we're going to work, amen. We might not get to all the scriptures been announced because many of you have scriptures, but we want to see if we define the word, amen, meditation, amen, from these four different translations and see how they approach this word. And from Psalmist 1, we want to read, amen, that's that scripture from Psalmist 1, from the King James Bible, say, blessed is the man who walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, who standeth not in the way of sinners, now sitteth in the seat of the scornful. Verse 2, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and his law does he meditate day and night. All right, now the Amplified Bible says in the first chapter of Psalms, in the second verse, he said, but he delight and desire, his desire are in the law of the Lord, and on his law, the precepts and instruction and teaching of God, he habitually meditate and have parenthesis, ponder and studies day and by night. All right? The New American Standard said in the second verse of the psalmist that he delight in the law of the Lord and he's meditate day and night. So meditation is still used in these, but the Amplified Version broke it down. Now again, in the New International Bible, say his delight in the law of the Lord, and his law does he meditate day and night. Now, the Amplified Bible give us the definition that I have found also, amen, in the Good News Bible. Amen. The Good News Bible said in the second verse, in Psalmist 1, in the second verse, he said, instead they find joy in obeying the law of the Lord, and they study it day and night. So we find the word here, study is used when you say meditation, and pondering, amen, is used in the word by meditation. So many, David say he ponder, and we can say to get a better understanding of what meditation is pondering over something or studying over something. Amen. And let's go to what Jesus had said once before, and as well as Joshua. Let's go to Joshua here for a minute. Amen. We're talking about now. Why should Christians, you know, Bible believers, amen. Why should we ponder over, amen, scriptures? Why should we ponder over God's laws? Why should we ponder over? Notice what Joshua, the first chapter, and notice at the 8th verse, the King James Bible. It used the word meditation, first chapter 8 verse, and in this book of the law shall not depart from thy mouth, but shall meditate therein day and night, and thou may observe to do according to that is written therein. And then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Now, the Amplified Version, amen, it didn't approach the word meditate, but it just says meditate day and night, you shall observe. So it used the word meditate. It went to use the word meditate. In the 8th verse of the International Bible, it said, do not let the law of the Lord depart from out of the mouth, and thou meditate. Now, and looking at the definition of the word, amen, it can be study of pondering over, over and over. And Paul said that we should renew our mind. And one thing about this, and when we look at when Jesus began to teach and began to preach in the 3rd chapter of the Gospel according to John, and then we're going to open up the lines for your input. Amen. So we're laying a little foundation here that you can catch on to which way the Holy Spirit is going to lead us. Amen. And here, Jesus was discussing and talking to Nicodemus, amen, about you must be born again, about the new birth. And when he began to talk about the new birth in the Gospel according to John, the 3rd chapter, amen. In the 3rd chapter, let's look at the 3rd verse. And Jesus answered him, I'm assured, from the Amplified Version now. And Jesus answered him, I assure you, most solemnly, I tell you that unless a person be born again, and the parenthesis, anew from above, he cannot even see, know, be acquainted with, and experience, in parenthesis, the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said to him, how can a man be born when he's old? Can he enter the second time in his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, I'm assured you, most holy, I tell you, unless a man be born of the water, and for instance, even the Spirit, ever he cannot enter the kingdom of God. What is born of the flesh is flesh, of that is physical, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Now, if you go on and examine this, you can see where Paul was going, and you can see where David, amen, and many more of you have experienced God, and why it's important, because of the fact that Nicodemus was confronted with the misconception, and he was wondering some bad teaching is happening here. He's saying, because how can a man go back into his mother's womb? And, you know, that's physical. But this is what Jesus was talking about, the spirit man, the inner man. Now we're body, soul, and spirit. The spirit man become born, but the natural man, here we go, the natural man is still sitting here looking at you in a mirror saying, now wait a minute, you say I must be born again, and where I'm going to be born again, I don't know no Bible, I don't know no scriptures, and when I do memorize things that take off, I can't remember this, I don't know anything about church life. A newborn babe in Christ will find himself, amen, lost, amen, and unaware about what the spiritual life is about unless he began to study the scriptures and ponder the scriptures and try to get his old coconut, get his brain turned around, and begin to understand. Then he had to work it down in his mind. He got to work it down in his mind, amen, to see what God is talking about. He got to really work it down in your mind. So if a person, amen, have so many trophies about worration, if you're a worrier, and you know what it means when a person worries about things, they ponder over it, that same information, they go get more information. If anything that their mind can pick up, it just goes round and round on the negative part. So here is Philippians 4 talking about, amen, think on these things, study on these things, amen. So meditation is studying, it's pondering, amen. It is Waration in reverse. Is waration in reverse. It's 180 degrees waration that has been turned around and rehabbed. Amen. Whereby, amen, when things come up, you know that you don't fall back on the old system. You don't fall back on the old habits of your life. Amen. Because you're trying Jesus. You're trying Jesus. And we're going to now open up the line. We want to, amen, carry out. So many of you might have good testimonies that really, how to really help you in your walk with Christ, how you really began to grow in Christ. And maybe you can give us some insight, what really helped you, amen, and how you meditate or ponder or ponder over the Word of God. Amen. The lines are now open, and you can, amen. Many of you are already online, amen, already in the studio with me, and we thank God for you. If you want to make a comment, amen, those that are listening, amen, on the computer and those that are still driving along, amen, if you want to talk, you can press 1-855-236-2252 or 1-347-215-8816. And when you push 1 on your phone, amen, our technician will put you in. All right, we have a caller, 954-4, last four digit, 4427. God bless you.
God bless you, Bishop. Good evening. I'm pretty excited about this topic tonight. It really kind of speaks to me. You know, this thing of meditating, I'm so excited about it because one of the things that happens to an individual when you are injured or sick, you have plenty of time to meditate. That's the thing you do have. You know, we, as we learn to live this life, especially when we are children and we enter the school, we learn to study so that we may have understanding. Now, the Word of God is different from studying any other word, because the study of God's Word means to meditate on it, because just to read God's Word, read Scripture, and to walk away and not meditate on it, it's not likely that it would be, you will receive it in your heart. To receive God's Word in your heart, you have to meditate on it. It's not something you can just read off and on and come back to it when you want to. No, you got to meditate on it and apply it to your everyday life. And when you get where you can apply it to your everyday life, now it's absorbed in you. It becomes a lifestyle. So the meditation of God's Word is imperative for your salvation, because it's got to be in your heart.
All right, all right. God bless you as always. We thank God for you as always coming and opening up. Amen. When people have spare time, amen, that they can go over. Amen. It's like cooking on a stove. You set your food on, but you have to simmer and cook into it. Amen. Time should, we should utilize our time. Paul said that we should, amen, always, amen, renew the days, renew the time. All right, we have another caller that's pushing 1 on your phone. Amen, and we'll tap you right in. Amen, we'll call you area code 954. Amen, or whatever your area code might be. And we'll give you the last four digits. Amen. Remember going to Sunday school. Many things now, people don't realize that what they practice it so, just like driving a car. You start out where you can't be on the road, you can't be in public. You got to learn how to maneuver the machine before you. Amen, and stay on your side. So a lot of things take place in driving, as well as computers or many other men and women that does jobs and careers. Amen. Students cramming the material, getting the material down in their mind, and so when they can reapply it again, they can reapply it again. Amen. So meditation, amen, somebody might be frustrated, but you got to work. You got to work your own mind. You got to, your mind, amen, is a powerful, very powerful tool. And God has given us, his people, the wisdom and knowledge. And he trusts you that you can utilize it for him. Amen. He give us the guidelines to use it. And it's powerful for us being successful in life and being, all of us want to be successful in whatever we do. Amen. God's word is one of the oldest systems. Amen. Always being attacked and, amen, and rebuilt on and rehabbed and turned around. And man always want to look for power, wisdom at what God has already created. God has already created. So we all, you already have it there. You have the information, but the information you have to put in there is the Word of God. Word of God. Amen. All right. We're talking about meditation in this study, and it's a part of our spiritual growth. And it might not seem to you it's important until, like Isaiah had said that the Lord told him if you keep his mind on him, he will keep him in perfect peace. In the day and time, we need a good peace of mind. You need a good mind. And Paul told Timothy, God has not given us the spirit of fear, but love, power, and a sound mind. And we need a sound mind as a way to keep your mind, amen, biblically working. As well as your mind, you need a good mind today. All the things that are happening, all decisions are made through the mind and the brain. Amen. All right. We thank God, amen, for all of you as always. If you can take us to other people during the weekdays and the time and take these studies and go on your computer during the daytime and go back over it, and you can hear the Spirit of God. God said, where two or three come together in his name, there he be in the midst. And God knows we need other people. We need each other. We need each other. Amen. Adam and Eve spoke that in the beginning. God told them, it's not good that Adam be alone. Amen. So we need to know how to live together, work together. All of us have differences of opinion and understanding and background and learning. So when two people come together, amen, you can study over your differences. And like Isaiah 1:16, 17, 18, first chapter said, come now, let us reason together. Amen. Learn how to negotiate. Amen. That's one thing about meditation, begin to lead you into areas, amen, about a problem through God's word, through God's systems. Learning God's word, and the Holy Spirit can bring it back up. He can bring it back up. The Holy Spirit can bring up things that you have learned, things that you have read and meditated on, amen, things that you have thought about and researched it. Amen. We pray tonight, maybe there'll be something tonight whereby you never thought about it. You never thought about it. Amen. All right. We think we are the caller 954, I believe, 4427. Amen. It's still available. Amen. We're going to, amen, wherever you are, we have a 7. Okay. Okay,
yes, 4427.
Uh-huh.
I just wanted to come out. You know, Bishop, when we give our life to Christ, and we are that new creature in Christ, that new being, we have to nurture this new person that we are. And the only way we can nurture that new person, we have got to now give it the nourishment that it needs to grow in the spirit realm, to grow in Christ. And the only way that we can get at this new spirit to grow in the things of Christ is by feeding it the Word of God. That's the nurturing that we need to do. And how we do that is the Word of God has power. And if we meditate on that Word, the power of that Word is the living Word. And that Word being alive and full of power, if we meditate on it, it's going to feed our new spirit that we have since we've given ourselves to Christ. And just like an infant, we will begin to nurture on the Word of God, and our spirit will grow, and the Holy Spirit will come in us and help take that Word and let it go in our spirit and help us to grow. And the more we meditate on it, the more the nurturing of that Word is going to enable our spirit to grow and to come to full growth. So it's imperative. That's the only thing that the Word of God asked us to think on these things always. Whatever so is lovely, whatever so is true, whatever so is good, whatever so is kind. This is what the Word of God says. Knowing the power in God's Word is going to nurture that new spirit in us, and it's going to grow to the fullness of Christ. But we got to stay with it. You can't pick it up every now and then. You got to constantly feed on it. Otherwise, you won't grow to full development. You're going to be lacking in your growth. So we got to meditate on it. It's the only way your spirit is going to grow.
Amen. That's very, very true. You hit on a point there. People want power. They want to know secrets and visions and dreams. Amen. Jesus said once, my word is spirit. And the enemy doesn't want people to study. The natural man doesn't want man to get involved. John the Baptist said, I must decrease in order for him to increase. All right, we have 8786, area code 4319. God bless you on there. Area code. Last 4 digits, 4319.
Hello?
Yes, God bless you. You're on the air.
Oh, I just recognized the number I was on. Okay. We listening to you tonight, Bishop, and we thank God for the broadcast.
God bless you.
I'm looking at that word meditate, and I see it somewhat diminished in the New Covenant, in the New Testament. We see in the New Covenant a lot of pray.
Mm-hmm.
Pray. And instead of meditation, he says pray. You see?
Mm-hmm.
And I thought about the spiritual contents of our life, the spiritual lism in our life is the more important one. That's what really keeps us going. That's what really don't really get tired, because we just get run down. But now Jesus said something that was interesting concerning meditation. He says, now, you come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. He said, I give you rest. In other words, as the previous caller has said, we get this word, but we, in meditating, we come in agreement with it. When you study something, you got to get your focus right. You got to get into it. You got to become one with it. You see what I'm saying? And this is where the Lord lives. When we let him come in agreement, is being filled with the Spirit and letting him lead us. You see, you can't just walk by yourself with Jesus. You got to come in agreement with him. And this is what we're talking about, meditate. Now we know physically we have to shut it down, don't we? And this is what the law says. Now, when you pray, go into your closet. You see, and shut the door. You come in one with God. You come in agreement one. It just and sometimes, Bishop, you know, and the rest of the callers know, that sometimes when you get in prayer you just don't go right on into the throne room. Sometimes you got to bombard heaven. Sometimes your deeds flash before you. Sometimes you start confessing, and all of a sudden, it seems like the river start flowing. You see what I'm saying? We've come in oneness with it. And this is what we call a process of meditation. What God is saying, everything is possible if we come in oneness with it. Jesus said, now, if you just can't believe, you see, come in oneness with it. He says all things are possible. You know, there's a doctrine, and I'm done. There's a doctrine that says if you just can repeat it, you just can quote it. But it's far beyond just quoting it, you see.
Yes.
Surely out of the mouth of babes, but there must be agreement, you see. When two come together, just like you said, two come together and touch and agree, they become one with the situation. And not only that, that's telling us to come to church, come together.
Oh, yeah.
It ain't just two ideas coming together now. Come on now. Just two talking and agreeing. You're talking about touching. Come on to church. Put your mind on Jesus and do your meditation. Come in oneness with it. Listen to what's being said. Everybody's saying, listen to the testimony and watch God take away your situation while you're there listening, because you're coming in oneness with him. That's what I'm looking at, Bishop.
All right. As always, you know, we listen for the Holy Spirit, and he was telling the churches about John the Baptist, when he was telling John the Apostles in the book of Revelation, he said, those that have an ear to hear.
To hear.
So when you're sitting in the church, amen, your mind is drawn in, amen, to what's being said, and you begin to feel, amen, the saturation of unity and love, as well as hear the word of God, amen, begin to hear, and in that time that you have in the prayer room, the time that you have, amen, among the brethren, amen, that it gets down in your spirit.
Yes.
Amen. We be pondering over, shaking over, you know, you need it. We need it. Amen. So if we can carry that meditation a little bit further, amen, you need the presence of your brother and sister, like I said, in agreement. Amen.
Yeah.
Be agreeing with what you just said, you know.
Yes.
All right. Bishop. As always. Yes, sir.
Bishop.
Yes, sir.
You can you can pray. You can start praying for someone else, and you long so much for their deliverance until it sets up an air of meditation, because you want to come in oneness. You want to bombard heaven for your brother, and that's what God has already demanded us to do, love one another. So why are you there praying for him? Listen, that thing search your whole body from your head to your toe, and next thing you know, you praying for somebody else. Next thing you know, your heart got fixed. You see what I'm saying? So it's a two-edged sword. This is real. This ain't just good to be talked about. This is our life. Thank you, sir.
God bless you. God bless you. Amen. And there are many occult groups that, amen, they sit around and chant on the mind and the spirit. Amen. It's something else, but if we get into all these different things, people open up their spirit to the wrong power. Amen. But the goal is that with the power of God, amen, the Holy Spirit is in there, nothing else can come in. Amen. With God's spirit begin to saturate us. And like the last caller was saying, amen, you get blessed too. He that is in you is greater than he that is in the world. So you got the body, soul, and spirit. And, you got another one. That's four. You walk around with a family. Amen. You walk around with a family, and all them family get stirred up there. Sometimes you get a reaction, and you might holler out. Some people looking at you and say, well, are you all right, sir? Oh, yeah, I was just thinking on something. And that's how powerful the word of God is. Jeremiah says, like fire. Amen. Shut up in his bones. Amen. God bless you. Continue to, amen, those that have a vision, a dream. And maybe God has showed you something. You want to share a testimony, amen, about your life. Amen. We're always open for that. Amen. Why is meditation so powerful? God has given the church what we need. We're talking about the physical body. Amen. Not the congregation, but each individual. Amen. We're representative of the body of Christ. We have the tools we need. Amen. But you always have to, amen, tool up. You always have to practice. I remember my mentor many years ago, I mean, early part of the ministry, and he was sitting there talking. You know how you're young in the Lord, and you wonder why God give those that are close to you, amen, things. And you begin to see, you say, you know, you got a headache, don't you? I said, yeah, I got a headache. I'm thinking, say, why does man know I got a headache? You know, and he said, well, why don't you lay your hands on yourself and pray for yourself? I started thinking about it. All I know is pray for others. Amen. And by practicing, amen, laying my hand and praying, that's God, through practice and meditation, amen, meditation will draw you into areas, amen, that the Lord begin to lead you and talk to you about. Amen. Pondering over. Let's say worration in reverse. Worration in reverse. If your mind, the old coconut, like Paul said, you got to renew it. Whatever area, you got to let God in all areas. All areas. Repentance, not only that you got to walk around and come out from among people and environment, and if you can't, you got to turn your mind away from those things that you was brought up into. Habitual habits and things that, amen, you train your mind, amen. And always, the Lord dealt with me, and I know many of you, amen, that was coming off a fast, and amen, and I had my coffee perking up on the stove, and my food laid out. When you're young in the Lord, you'd be waiting for the clock. I can testify, I was waiting for the clock. Had my coffee pulled up there and stirred at the table, watching the clock click, tick, click, tick, tick, tick. And getting ready, Holy Spirit said, you don't need no coffee. I said, yeah, I need my coffee. And I'm just stirring that, sitting there. And Holy Spirit said, no, you don't need no coffee. I said, yep, I need my coffee. Ready to go, ready to go. Getting ready to break the fast. I'm ready to go. And it hit me again. He said, you don't need that coffee. And he gave me that Philippians about be careful for nothing. And the enemy, amen, when you praying and seeking God, amen, you put yourself in the right environment, you get a chance to meditate on the word of God. And the Holy Spirit get a chance to, amen, y'all fellowship through the Spirit of God. And begin to show you your areas of weakness. Amen. That where you set your heart on things, you really set your heart on things, so the enemy can he come up and put your hand, amen, on things that you really set your heart that you feel that you got to have, you're not used to, without going without it, and it always gets you upset. Always gets you upset. That's what meditation does. Meditation opens up areas of your life and weakness, and the Holy Spirit can speak to you about areas that you need to correct, that you need to tool up, to get more information on. Amen. So meditation help you. Amen. All right, we got another caller on the line. We want to make sure. Amen, technician. All right, we're going to 786 area code 4319. All right, Doctor, God bless you.
Bishop, just one thing the Lord told me to remind you, because he did it for me, so I better put it out there, because I think it's very good information. And when you said, when you said how we have to meditate, the Lord said we have to do it now. You see, we have to do it before the evil day comes. Now, I'm to witness that we have to do it, get our mind transformed and get it built up in Him before your body start failing you. You see what I'm saying? Cause when you get sick, it does something to your spirit, man. It's let the door open for the enemy to easily talk to you. You see what I'm saying? He'll steal from you when your body is failing. I don't know the depths of that, but it's true. So what you have to do is build up in holy things and get your mind transformed on Him. So when your body be saying, I'm weak and I'm feeble and I need some help, see, your spirit man will be saying, wait on the Lord. He's coming in just a little while. You see what I'm saying? It's a spiritual battle goes on when your body becomes feeble and ill. That's why you see it when you begin to get weak and fatigued and your appetite leaves you and all that sort of thing. Your vision, your eyes begin to run water, your vision begins blur, and all sorts of old thoughts start coming at you. See, that's when you need to have meditated, my God, on the Lord. That's what I needed to say.
Yes, sir. Very good. We received that. When Paul was saying in Ephesians, amen, build up your most holy, Jude was talking about build up your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, praying. And Paul said, redeeming the time, amen, with a song and a hymn and a spiritual song, amen, and learning and practicing, singing, practicing right now. Like I said, right now.
Yeah.
Practicing singing and words, spiritual songs, scriptures, singing to yourself. And you're right. I know you're right. All of us that experience some type of sickness or fall back or discouragement, amen, you have to say, well, you know, I know God is able. Yes, sir. We receive that. All right. God bless you. We're turning, always, we're getting ready. We're turning the time now. We're turning into the last quarter of the program. If you have anyone else would like to press one on the phone and make a comment, if you want to give your name, you can. But if not, we never ask for your name. Amen. Because we're being recorded and we've been listening. People are listening all over. But maybe have something you can say. Amen. That God has been working with you and you want a little clarification on it, or you just might want to give a testimony, a vision, or a dream. Amen. If not, we pray that you would take these broadcasts with you. Amen. Tomorrow, go on the computer. Amen. Wherever you are, and have someone and sit down and listen to them. Or you listen to yourself. Listen to yourself and amen. All right. 954-4427. Okay.
Yeah, Bishop, Bishop, I just wanted to throw in here, you know, in Philippians and in the fourth chapter, God talked about the things that we should meditate on. He said, and meditate on these things always. Talked about good reports and praise worship, lovely, love, being just and pure and true and noble. But he also had in there prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. Now, that supplication meaning adding to, completing. So the meditation upon these things will bring completeness in your spirit. But the way that you complete the spirit, you must meditate on it. It's the same way infant is nurturing from the bottle, it's got to get the nutrition in order to grow and to complete the growing process in his body. As you begin to take this new spirit you have and nurture it, it's going to grow and put to the fullness of Christ, but it's the supplication that makes you complete, and the supplication is the meditation upon the word. This new life you have now, you got to feed it, otherwise it will starve. Oftentimes, when we hear a message or we go to the service and we hear the word of God, the enemy is out to steal the message out of us before it can settle in our spirit. And that's through distraction. So you sit there, you hear the word, and between the time you can leave the sanctuary and get to your car, someone then got in and backed out and blocked you in, or someone pulled out in front of you or something. And that simple distraction is enough to steal the word out of you before it had a chance to settle in you. So the supplication of the word has not been completed yet, because you hadn't had a chance to leave the sanctuary and meditate upon that word so that it would settle into your spirit.
All right. My mind came to me that Paul said, I plant in some other water. Amen. It's good to, amen, be there and get that word down in you, and come out of their home, come out of their house, and be in an area, amen, be in a sanctuary where you get to understand it, and it'll stay longer. Those that say they don't need to go to church, they don't need to be involved in an environment, they hear a program like this on the television, and the phone ring, amen, somebody knock on the door, you lose what you have, lose what you did, get from God. Very true.
Mm-hmm.
Very true. All right. All right. We have to, we're getting ready to go into next 5 minutes. We're going to go into prayer for those that had not a chance, those that don't pick up the Bible. Amen. Don't come to Bible study. Amen. We have so many tools today. Amen. Daniel was saying, amen, so much knowledge has increased in the world in the last days. You can have turn the radio on, find a Bible station, amen, get some tapes, let them play, get some CDs, let them play, amen, because their inner conscience, amen, the conscience, then you got the super conscious. Amen. It picks up things. It picks up things about what you might not think so. Amen. But you can say, oh, I heard something. But the Holy Spirit, amen, the Holy Spirit, he's with us. Jesus said that, amen, when the Comforter come, amen, when you begin to meditate and different things, and above everything else going on, the Holy Spirit, he'll kick in. Amen. What you have read, what you have meditated on, he'll bring it back to your remembrance. He'll bring it back to your remembrance, what you have read. Amen. He's still giving you confirmation over what Jesus had said. Amen. And the more you do it, amen, we need to, because of the fact we're going to a place, a beautiful place. We're going to heaven. Heaven is a beautiful place. It's a beautiful place. And just meditating on that, amen. It's just like you go out of town, and amen, those who go on a vacation, or even on your job, and say, well, I'll be home after a while. I'll be able to lay around and get out of all this noise and this problems. Amen. The more we meditate on God and what he has prepared for us, amen, that's a good area of meditation as well. Amen. To our purpose of giving Christ our Lord and Savior, amen, he promised us eternal life. He promised us eternal life, and we are supernatural right now. We have a supernatural body. We are mortality. Amen. We're gonna put on immortality. Amen. And God has given us more than what the world can ever give. And we begin to think on heaven. Begin to think on what God has given you. Your mind, when you begin to meditate, your mind will pull you out of these things. The mind is a powerful thing. It's very powerful. The Holy Spirit, amen, he's very, very powerful. And that's what God has given, equipped the church with. The more we meditate on and pray and listen and pray and get some quiet time, amen, it's powerful because you can reach out and pray for others. You can reach out and reach out to others. All right, we can take two more callers. You can press one on your phone, then we're going to go into prayer. Amen. As always, we like to pray, amen, for those our brothers and sisters. Amen. I can testify about many of our callers, amen, have the experience of being sick, being in the hospital. Some of you might be at home now, and the young people, call the young people. Tell them to listen to the broadcast. Young adults, have them come and listen to the broadcast. Amen. No television. You can turn the radio on, read your Bible. Amen. You're talking about drama. You read the Bible, Old Testament, and read those things that are happening. Amen. You never expect it. Man cannot reveal, especially in Revelation, what God has shown us. Amen. It's going to come to pass. Amen. The word of God is true and is quick and is powerful. And the more you get in the word of God, the more you be successful. That is the hidden part of meditation. God told Joshua, my servant Moses is dead, but if you study and meditate in my word and be courageous, amen, and be strong and courageous and walk on it, amen, you're going to be successful. This is an environment of being successful. Everybody want to be number one. If you meditate and get in God's word, amen, don't tell him what God going to reveal to you. Amen, because your purpose is here. You have a purpose of building the kingdom. You have a purpose of building the kingdom, amen, but you got to get the old coconut reprogrammed. You got to get the old man reprogrammed. All right, you can press 1 on your phone. You can dial 1-855-236-2252. 1-347-215-8816. Amen. You can push 1 on your phone, and we'll be glad to hear what you have to say. Amen. There's no right answer or wrong answer. Amen. But we're hoping and praying, amen, you might be learning the scriptures that you have learned, and we're going to, amen. I remember being in a big town down in latter part of Florida. The man gave a testimony. He was out in a swim boat, and they was fishing and out. And sometimes on these big boats, amen, the fishing boats, and they go out, and it might be 20 feet long, but only maybe about 2 or 3 workers on the boat, and the boat went down. The boat went down, and they was out there in the water about a week. And it looked like you might feel that, well, somebody will find you. But he's beginning to explain, when you're out there in the ocean, he said many big liners, amen, almost went over, crushed them under, coming so close, they didn't see him. They didn't see him. And what came to his mind is the 23rd song his mother taught him when he went to Sunday school. And he started repeating that and saying that. And next thing you know, hit his big liner, amen, ocean liner was coming by. And one man was sitting there looking over the ship, looking out there in the water. He saw him. He saw him. They were waving. He waved back. Amen. The next day, a helicopter pulled up directly over that little old yacht, that little boat they had out there, because them big liners, it take miles and miles for them things to turn around. Amen. But help came. The little word that he learned at remembering, amen, at Sunday school, and it came up, and he started using that word. He started using what he learned. Amen. So God is powerful. His word will not come back void. Amen. All right, we're going to have some prayer now. We'd like to have some prayer warriors, for those that would like to pray. Amen. For any, especially our young adults and young members and our mothers and our grandmothers, amen, that by themselves they feel that people have forgotten them and time and place today, so much selfishness going on, amen. The world is running after pleasure, amen, and that's deception. That's all it is, a deception of the devil, amen, and they're blinded. Amen. The enemy have blinded their eyes. Have blinded their eyes. Amen. So we want to pray for our young adults. Amen. Is running after riches and gain. Amen. The Bible says, "What? Amen. If a man, what does it profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his soul?" Parents and are leaving their children. Amen. On substance abuse and alcohol abuse. Amen. So we know the power of prayer. Jesus said, "Where two or three come together in my name, there I am in the midst." All right, we'd like to have a first caller. We're going to take three callers. Just push one on your phone, and our technician will put you in, and you can just give us a prayer. Okay, area code 786-4319.
Father, we thank you for your great love you have for us. We thank you that your word was sent, oh God, to pick us up, oh, and turn us around. We thank that we can speak it because it's the only thing we can stand on. We thank you for your favor today. Ask you to continue to bless this program, bless this show that we're on tonight. Bless Brother Bishop and all those calls that were called, Lord. Rain on them in Jesus' precious name. We pray and give you the glory. Amen.
Amen. All right. God bless you. Amen. The mouth by Jesus said, "Where two or three agree." 954-4427. God bless you on the air.
Father God, we pray tonight for the young minds that they will not speak idle words or be carnal minded. But Father God, but they will meditate upon your word that is alive and full of power. That the Holy Spirit will be faithful to bring all your word into remembrance. We pray this for them in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you. We have another caller. Amen. Can we have another prayer? Amen. With another prayer. Amen. Remember, meditation is worship in reverse. Amen. If you always feel that you was always in trouble, always a loser, amen. Just reverse that. Just reverse that around. Amen. Begin to Paul said Paul said he spoke to himself. Amen. That's how we learn how to speak to ourselves. Amen. That's what you're doing. You're talking to yourself. Amen. Telling yourself that, listen, I'm going to straighten up. I'm going to get this thing straight. Amen. Amen. Whatever you say, so you're a loser. Okay. Now I'm going to learn where I lost. I'm going to go back and win this. I'm going to win this. Amen. So learn how to speak to yourself. Amen. That's what meditation is about. Also about talking to yourself, encouraging yourself. Amen. Paul the Apostle, amen. The Word of God is written for our learning and is examples to help us. Amen. God has given us the answer. And that should bring joy. Amen. Amen. It's on you now. It's on you. You got the answer. Amen. And God's word will never fail. And we, God bless you. Amen. Those of you, as always, amen, we would like for you to continue. You can call, go to our website. Amen. www.jciministries.org. Go to our website. You go there. Amen. And you can see what Blog Talk is all about, with Doctrine of Truth and other things that God has blessed us with. But we need you. We need you. Amen. And our next broadcast, or whenever time, amen, let's take this broadcast with you. Amen. God bless you. It's your pool. We love you and love yourself.